Today is the 10th of September, 2013. It's a Tuesday. Today's topic is going to be the phonetic alphabet. This is currently your host, Virtual Saguaro. Okay, well, I don't know about your experiences with talking on the phone or Skype or people over the phone and internet, and I've had trouble. I go to tell them my credit card number or my invoice number, my bank account, and they don't seem to get it. And they say, well, what was that second thing you said? Was that a C or a Z? And I say, it was a C, like cat. Oh, well, and then they say, well, was that an F or an S? And I, well, it's an S, like in Sam. You know, I kept thinking, isn't there some sort of words that I could use that would be better to pronounce instead of C and cat? And boy, have I heard some funny things, too. People making up all kinds of things, even just the other day at a counter. And, okay, so let's just think about this for a second. Let's pretend that my account number was RCZ325X. And I was having trouble over the phone because they kept saying, well, now was that an R? I think I got that one. A C does sound like a little bit like Z. Why couldn't I have said something like Romeo, Charlie, Zebra, 325 X-ray? I actually doubt that they'd have to repeat that twice because it sounds so clearly. You're using a word that has the first letter, and that's the thing you're trying to convey. Well, I'm not the first person that's had this trouble, and I'm not the first person that's made up some crazy answers to this particular problem. There's a huge history to this particular phonetic alphabet. Whenever you have the possibility of static or intermittent reception, and you're trying to give a particular coordinates or account numbers or whatever, people have run into this problem, and so they developed a word, a special word, for each letter of the English alphabet. These letters go A through Z, actually 0 through 9 as well. And around the world, we've all agreed that this is what they mean. This is how you should use them. Except somehow in my high school education, college education, running through life in general, I never seemed to get these things. So I'm going to go through the alphabet that's been endorsed now by the civil aviation organizations, the ham radio operators, the NATO group. I mean, just everywhere in the world, we've all agreed on these things. In fact, next time you come in on an airplane and you're landing, you're going to find that Oscar Charlie Papa 3257 is talking to its home base, and this is their call sign, and they use those particular letters. They don't bother to say O, C, P. That just isn't going to work. All the way around the world, that's the way it's working right now. A, Alpha, B, Bravo, C, Charlie, D, Delta, E, Echo, F, Foxtrot, G, Golf, H, Hotel, I, India, J, Juliet, K, Kilo, L, Lima, M, Mike, N, November, O, Oscar, P, Papa, Q, Quebec, R, Romeo, S, Sierra, T, Tango, U, Uniform, V, Victor, W, Whiskey, X, X-ray, Y, Yankee, Z, Zulu. Go on by the internet to virtualsaguaro.com, and you can see a nice graphic of the phonetic alphabet as well as recent podcasts and blogs. This may take a little memorization. It's not too hard. They do start with a letter they're supposed to sound like. Have your friends give you a quiz or start seeing letters and numbers on license plates and whatever. So for the end of the day, I'd like to give you my handle, Virtual Saguaro, in phonetic alphabet. You guys have a good day. Victor, India, Romeo, Tango, Uniform, Alpha, Lima, Sierra, Alpha, Golf, Uniform, Alpha, Romeo, Oscar. Bye-bye.